some of the problems that some of the questions actually that Democrats have directed to Betsy DeVos are related to the conflicts of interest that you're talking about. And this is related to the investments and the connections Betsy DeVos has in the private school industry. She has defended herself by saying that, she has basically withdrawn many of those investments, or that she will withdraw those investments if she is confirmed for this position. Do you think if she withdraws those investments in the private education industry, she could be free of conflict of interest?
Oh, let me laugh. Por supuesto, este es ridículo. She has friends. She has family. She has plans for the future of privatizing public education. If she says, I will step back. I will sell my interest in these for-profit schools. She still believes in them. She's still invested in them. Her friends and others in her very wealthy community know that she is their friend, know that she will be reliable in making sure that she takes whatever money is in her power, and now she will have billions of dollars that goes to public schools for special education, niños con discapacidades, with our Title I schools, to give resources to children who live in the poorest communities, for our English language learners, for all of the things that we are doing for our immigrant students. All of those programs will be in her hands. Anytime she has ever had control over public dollars or influence over someone who had control over public school dollars, she has used her power to give it to for-profit private schools that usually do not want to accept immigrant children, children with disabilities, children who might have families who are struggling with poverty. They don't want those children. They are going to make promises to parents, and they have no intention of keeping those promises. Uh-huh.